Next week, football season opens at high schools across Texas, where the sport is practically a religion. This season, the state will roll out the nation's largest steroid testing program for high school athletes. As many as 25,000 Texas students will be randomly selected to take the test. Larry Schooler reports from Austin.
A steady drizzle doesn't mean much to football players and coaches at Aikens High School in Austin.
Get to the ball!
The team needs all the work it can get. It hasn't had a winning record since it started play 5 seasons ago. It also has some big players. At least one weighs 330 pounds. Defensive end David LaFuente doesn't think any of his teammates take steroids, but he believes others do.
People looking at you. If they see a guy who's making sacks, making great plays, you know, they're going to turn their head at him and they're going to look, you know, and that's what they're trying to do with this. If you're taking steroids, that's what you're achieving. You're trying to get scouts to look at you to go somewhere.
Somewhere means college. To get an edge on scholarships, some athletes take steroids to build up their muscles more quickly than they might in the gym. According to anonymous state surveys, around 2.5% of Texas high school athletes admitted they've tried steroids. Aikens coach Mike Zuerlein wants his players to take steroid tests. It would make it easier for him to bench athletes who cheat their teammates and hurt themselves.
But I think we need to spend more time and more money on education on steroids. And you know, if the deterrent right now is look at the shame Barry Bonds is getting because of his home runs and it's tainted, people don't care about that.
Texas sports officials hope this educational video will make high school athletes care about the consequences. It includes tales of former steroid-using players who committed suicide or have permanent side effects.
In men, they range from heavy acne on the back to enlarged breasts. The testicles can shrink because the unnatural testosterone and steroids shuts them down.
But Frank Urias of the National Center for Drug-Free Sport says neither a compelling video nor a lecture is enough.
We have to use deterrence programs, and drug testing is the best next education that we know of.
Even the way the tests are done could make a difference in how effective they are. Urias says athletes should get little or no notice to prevent cheating, and a positive result should mean a multi-game suspension. Texas officials are still sorting those details out. And some athletes worry about false positive test results. Charles Brightup of the University Interscholastic League says that shouldn't stand in the way of checking for steroids.
If you're going to have a steroid testing program, you must have zero tolerance. And if you don't have zero tolerance, then you give everyone a King's X to say, oh, I didn't know. And that can't be allowed, because if you do that, then you can't have a testing program.
Back at Aikens High School, linebacker Tyler Pinson says he's all for steroid testing to make sure everyone competes on the same level.
It shouldn't have to come to having random tests. People should be able to go out there and play like they should be playing instead of having to boost themselves up using steroids. I mean, if it's gotten to this point, then it says something.
It says that some athletes in Texas and around the country pursue their dreams more aggressively and at a much younger age. Now, states like Texas, Florida, and New Jersey want to see whether steroid tests keep high school students from cheating their way to the top. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Austin.